to Who's Talking. We've got our good friend Bobby Goodman here joining us here in the studio with Jim Hobgood, my able-bodied host and sidekick and all-around comedian. All right, Bobby.
Able-bodied, I'm not sure about. You know, the wheels are coming off the bus, but the rest of it is true.
All right, Bobby, we want to jump in here and just at least address the fact that UVA versus North Carolina is the oldest rivalry in the South. It's one of the oldest rivalries in the entire country. They started playing this thing back in 1890s. Tell me about what it was like gearing up the week of the big Carolina game.
Well, you know, when I first decided to go to UVA, I actually turned down a scholarship from UNC.
Good for you.
I had gone to camp there, and it's kind of ironic that that came up because, you know, I went to camp there 2 years in a row coming out of my high school, and I got to throw this plug in there for the home people down in Suffolk, Virginia, out of John F. Kennedy. And I went to camp there twice, and, you know, they taught me really how to play quarterback. I went to a quarterback camp down there. And but, you know, I think that the rivalry piece of it is huge. You know,
Who was the Carolina coach at the time?
It was, when I was being recruited, it was Dick Crum.
Okay.
Dick Crum, Coach Crum got fired in, I think, 88, and then Mack Brown got the job.
Okay.
So Mack was coming in as I was being recruited. And my high school coach, he's like, you don't want to go to a program that doesn't have a head coach yet. So I decided on UVA. You know, that sounds like, okay, UVA was second pick. But you got to understand where I'm from. UNC is huge.
Historically, yep.
Yeah, in Suffolk. I mean, we're so close to the North Carolina border.
That's a good question. And just to follow up on that, you know, Virginia Tech, to their credit, has done very well recruiting what I call the Tidewater area.
Yeah.
Do you see North Carolina making inroads down there in recruiting under Butch Davis, or is that already happening, or what's going on?
I don't see that happening. In my assessment, Coach Beamer's done and his staff have done an awesome job recruiting from the Tidewater area. One of the things that, you know, I've mentioned this to Coach Groh when I've got a chance to get in his ear. I would like to see us get back down there because when I was being recruited, a lot of guys from the Tidewater area ended up going to UVA. Terry Kirby, Chris Slade, a lot of guys from that area, we ended up going to UVA.
Yeah, they always talk about the one thing Virginia Tech has done very well is continuity of their staff. Their assistant coaches have stayed for a long time, so that's really really helped them build those kind of relationships.
Yeah, but, you know, just getting back to, I guess, the original question, you guys are going to learn I ramble a lot. I just got so much stuff going on. But, yeah, you know, the UNC-UVA game, it's a huge rivalry. I mean, nobody can contest that. I mean, everybody understands the importance of that. That, like you said, it's been around for years. And it's not going to go away, Frank. And I think I think all the players from year to year, we understand the importance of trying to get this win, regardless if it's on the road or not.
Well, from that perspective, gearing up for a game like this, the coaches, are they bringing out some special plays they've been saving? Is there maybe a new formation or two that they might integrate within the offense? And as a former quarterback, what does Jameel have to do to build off of last week's or a week ago's big game down at Southern Miss? Because, again, he's on the road again. We've got to get off the schneid and get this big win. What does he have to do?
Well, I just think his role players, they've got to step up and, you know, make some plays for him, get some, as you alluded to earlier, get some of the pressure off of Jameel. Because right now, if I'm a defensive coordinator, that's the guy I'm going to zero in on to try to, you know, minimize his effect. His effectiveness of, you know, being an offensive playmaker.
How about Rashawn Jackson coming out of the backfield with some, you know, passes? And how about getting the ball to Mikel Simpson? What are they waiting for? I mean, is he going to graduate and only have 10 touches this year?
It's kind of a little mind-boggling to me. Like I said earlier in the show here, I would love to see us run the football a little more. And you know, that's what UVA has a history of, producing awesome, great running backs.
Right.
I mean, let's just go back. Thomas Jones, Tiki Barber, Terry Kirby. I mean, you know, the list just it goes on. Barry Word. Charles Way. I mean.
Now, is that an issue of running back or is it an issue of the offensive line or both?
Well, we've traditionally we've had great offensive linemen, and I don't see an issue with the line now.
Is it?
We just have to, I think, you know, be a little bit more committed to running the football.
Well, one thing I want to do real quickly is let's talk about some of your big moments. I think back in 1991, was it September the 12th of 91, Matt Blunden was out hurt with an elbow problem, and UVA was on the road against Georgia Tech. And we know how fierce those competitions with Georgia Tech have been. Give us your memory lane, memory. Just walk down that road for us.
Sure. It's my second start in my career. I had started the previous week against Navy. And we were on the road. Georgia Tech, man, very hostile environment. I mean, the fans there, they're awesome fans. But they rock that place, man. And here it is, my second career start. It's an ESPN game. And my eyes are just spread wide open because, you know, I've had a lot of practice time at this point, but not much game experience. And there is a difference. So, but yeah, we went down there and we played our hearts out. You know, I ended up separating my shoulder that game. I think it happened in the first half. So just separated the shoulder and, you know, went in the locker room. And I thank God for Dr. McHugh, Frank McHugh. He's an awesome man, great physician. He took care of my shoulder so I could continue playing in the game. And, you know, I got us back in the game through a couple long passes. And, you know, the shoulder was just kind of hanging. Most people saw that game. They remember the shoulder was just hanging there. But we fought our way back. And, again, this guy, I think his name's Scott Sisson. Sissamore, I forget his last name, how to pronounce that. But, yeah, he's just been a nuisance in our side, my career, and even part of Matt's and Sean's career, so kicking these last-minute field goals. So it was a heartbreaking loss, but we fought hard, and we really build on that.
Well, Bobby, it really has been delightful to have you, especially to have you in studio. We will look forward to doing this again before the football season is out. As Frank said, you got a great voice for this. Maybe you got to give up coaching to get into radio, but we do appreciate you joining us. We will definitely do it again. Good luck to you and your coaching career at Hunger Creek Middle School. The team playing today, he told us, and said they were ahead at halftime.
Yeah, so, go Cougars.
Go Cougars. So we'll take a break at this point in time, be back after the break with VAF representative and former player himself, Joe Hall.